know you can't meditate. If you afraid, then you come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy hump day. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This is Matt Wilhelm, along with Andrew Gribble, live in the Dog Bowl. We've got Jason Gibbs, producer slash co-host, at the beautiful Galleria Studios, holding it down. Welcome to the hump day edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hopefully all of you had a wonderful St. Patrick's Day. Gribble, did you do anything special for St. Patrick's Day at all? Even a corned beef sandwich?
I got some food, and I ate the lovely St. Patrick's Day meal here in the cafeteria for lunch. But, you know, I saw a crowd of people in Lakewood. It looked like they've been enjoying St. Patrick's Day a little bit more than I did throughout the workday, not just, went at night and everything like that. So, you know, we were a little late to the party, but, you know, just a modest night. Came in ready to go Wednesday. I'm feeling all right.
Good. And do you think that the St. Patrick's Day on a Tuesday, as opposed to St. Patrick's Day falling on a Friday or Saturday, kind of mulls the holiday just a little bit?
Yeah, I think the day of the week is the biggest determining factor in how big of a St. Patrick's Day is, and also the weather. So, you know, the weather was nice yesterday, but definitely not warm. I've been around here for some St. Patrick's Day where it's about 65 degrees potentially, kind of like what we had on Monday.
Yes.
But yesterday I got out of work and I was just, maybe it's because I got soft on just that Monday and I came out and it felt like it was like -5. I was just freezing yesterday getting out here because got that one taste of spring and then it just went all away.
Jason Gibbs, how about you? I know you said low key yesterday in reference to St. Patty's Day. Did you enjoy any festivities for St. Patrick's Day?
You know, this is the first year that I can remember that I did not go out to an establishment. However, I did take advantage, and I have a giant bottle of Jameson at home.
That's wonderful.
Came home, did a shot to celebrate, had a few Conways, my favorite Great Lakes beer.
Nice. And you're getting pulled in many different directions. Wearing multiple hats between vacations and the MAC tournament. So you've been running around like a chicken with your head cut off, correct?
I am counting down the days till I go on vacation.
And when does that start? March 31st, it goes down for Jason Gibbs, and you will hit the cruise line for the first time, correct?
Yeah. Yes. Baptism by fire. We'll wait and see how that goes.
I enjoyed my cruise, the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer, raised a ton of money, but... And we're contemplating doing a Disney cruise at the end of the year as a Christmas gift to the kids. I am suckered in. Now I'm going to bring the kids, though, so it's going to be real.
Are you officially a cruise guy?
Cruiser?
I'm not a cruiser yet. you got to understand, though, too, is, you know, the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer was amazing. And, you know, I got to connect with many Buckeye fans, tons of old teammates. But that extra 36 hours on the boat, as you fans out there, and Gibbs, you knew this, with me here in studio for those next couple days. Jim Donovan referenced it yesterday. The vertigo of, 6.5 days at sea really, really kind of threw me off for about 48 hours.
Yeah, you know, I just get...
Have you cruised before?
No, I've never cruised, okay. and I don't have the urge.
Prior to the Buckeye Cruise, we're all cruise virgins.
I get stir crazy in an office all day. I need to kind of move around. I need to be different places. If I'm on a boat for a week, I don't care how much food and drink you're giving me. I'm gonna start going a little bonkers.
All you can eat, all you can drink. That's how the lady convinced me. There's nine of us going. There's a bar crawl on the boat the one night.
Oh, that'll be sweet.
I'm like, that's gonna be a train wreck.
We're not only gonna potentially do the Buckeye Cruise, but we're looking for a pre-training camp, as if I'm still playing, but just because I know the obligations will go out the roof. We're doing a pre-training camp vacation, a 4-day, and we're looking at some all-inclusives between Punta Cana, Turks and Caicos, Jamaica, potentially, just for a quick getaway but we're only looking at the all-inclusive because you've raved about it so highly.
Yeah, well, and that's, I had told my girlfriend her brother told his wife, and we both said, I'm not up for the cruise. I'd rather just be on land. Find me somewhere to go. It's going to be warm. I want to play a little golf. So we're spending a few days with her parents down in Fort Myers for 3 or 4 days and then hopping on the Bahamas cruise. And it's only 4 days. She's like, look, if you don't like it, it's only 4 days. How bad could it really be? And I'm like, I will make your life miserable for 4 days. If I'm sick, if I'm struggling with this whole being on a boat thing, I'm like, I make no guarantees on things.
I got you. I like it. Well, let's dive into some of the Ohio Business Machine's hot topics. Number one today to discuss, and you can reach us at 216-578-0850 all show long, or tweet at the show at Browns_daily. Hot topic number one. What would you give up to get a Sam Bradford-like quarterback if, in fact, Sam Bradford is not available? And I know there's been potential stories. Charlie Casserly, who was, as we reported yesterday, was going to join the show at 2:30 today. He's unfortunately not able to because he's got his obligation to a little company called the NFL and NFL.com. So he's we're gonna stay on him because we would love to talk to him just about his expertise, to get his knowledge about being a general manager in the National Football League, reference what Ray Farmer is doing here to build this organization. But more so than anything, his story that he essentially reported that the Browns were the team that offered a first-round pick for Sam Bradford. So, Andrew, I'll throw this to you first. What do you think we would have to do? What would a team have to get a Sam Bradford-like quarterback if, in fact, Sam Bradford is unavailable, since, reported by Charlie Casserly, we have already offered him a number one pick?
Yeah, you know, I'm one of those people who I'm really reluctant to part with first-round picks, especially even one that's at number 19. You know, that's a valuable asset. You know, it's kind of it's not often, even though the Browns have had it a couple times now, to have two first-round picks. So it is a luxury to have it, but it's still such a valuable pick in the draft. So when you look at this potential for a Sam Bradford or a quarterback of his caliber, who Bradford comes with some issues because of his injuries, so that's something you have to be concerned with. Also a heavy price tag. You know, I would be willing to part with that first-round pick if I'm getting Bradford and another decent pick.
And a fourth,
like,
or fifth?
Even a second through fourth round pick,
okay,
that comes back with Bradford. Because for a team like the Rams, there was reason to kind of move on from Bradford. He had a huge salary.
Huge so number. What, $17 million,
so,
I believe?
You know, for the teams that were, you know, in the bidding for Sam Bradford, you know, it wasn't that the Rams had all the leverage in this. So I would be willing to part with that first rounder so long as I'm getting more than Sam Bradford.
But in some case, to speak on the quarterback position here in Cleveland, and I'll pose this to both you, Gibbs, and all of you out there as well, and you, Andrew, do you think Sam Bradford, with his history, with that big number, comes to Cleveland and you have to go all in on him and on being your future, which, you know, he was drafted number one overall by the Rams to be? Or do you think that you kind of negotiate a deal that's still Cleveland Browns friendly for a guy like Sam Bradford when it comes to money? Because you don't want to throw a lot of money at a guy that still has to prove that he can play on a year-to-year basis in the National Football League.
With his situation, and if for his example, it was he had 1 year left on his contract. So at that sense, you would be getting him in on a prove-it kind of situation. You know, it wouldn't be a huge risk, I guess. It's a 1 year risk and kind of let him prove it. Cause when he is healthy and when he is playing well with receivers around him, he's earning that money. I mean, he hasn't been an elite quarterback. I wouldn't even go as far to say he's been a great quarterback or very good, but he's maybe been in that top half, maybe right in the middle when he is healthy. But again, that's a big if in the NFL. I mean, this isn't just NFL. He played just three games his junior year of college before going pro because of a shoulder injury. So you worry about being one injury away from really hanging it up.
Sure, absolutely. And I think when it comes to Sam Bradford, at least when it comes to me, is, you know, the guy was the NFL Rookie of the Year, and it just kind of, as you project a guy like him, having been drafted number one overall, he goes out and has a great rookie season, wins, you know, the NFL Rookie of the Year, as I just said. You just wish to see, it feels like these injuries just continue to hinder his growth, you know, as a quarterback in the National Football League, which also, too, makes a lot of teams very skeptical of a guy because his film is limited, and he's got, what, three ACL tears within the last 6 years? That's very scary, and as you said, on a one-year deal for $17 million, not quite worth the risk. So that's our question for you. What would you give up to get a Sam Bradford-like quarterback? You can call us at 216-578-0850. Our next hot topic, and I just found this one on the internet, and I'll throw this out there simply because it is a quarterback, and it's Art Briles, Baylor head football coach, tweeting out or basically speaking to someone about the fact that he believes Bryce Petty is going in the first round. And you and I touched upon this right before we jumped on air, Gribbs. So hit me with why, and why not is he not going to be in a first-round draft pick?
I mean, there's not even a guarantee at this point that he's going to be the third quarterback off the board. I mean, I think that Brett Hundley is had also a pretty good month for pro day and is impressed with interviews. So, you know, Petty is either going to be that third or fourth quarterback. And all the people who know more than we do about this stuff have said it's a two quarterback first round, and then you might not even hear about it until the third round. So that's why this is it's peculiar. Art Briles is one of the more outspoken coaches out there. I'm wondering, this was at Baylor's Pro Day, which is why people are talking about Bryce Petty today. I'm starting to wonder if he maybe meant, I believe he's a first-round quarterback, not necessarily he's getting
right.
picked in the first round. I believe I have no problem with Briles having that kind of faith in Petty, but to say he's going to go in the first round, that's weird. And I think that you brought up the name Jimmy Garoppolo before the show, but that was still late second round.
Yes.
And because I think most people view Petty as more of a project than a guy you can slide right in. And I think that if you're drafting a quarterback in the first round, there's got to be some kind of expectation that you're starting him, because there's no team in the NFL, not even the defending Super Bowl champion Patriots, that are comfortable and in a good enough situation to draft a quarterback they plan on being the backup of the first round.
I believe you're absolutely correct. The one thing that I do have to say about Bryce Petty, I watched all of maybe 20 minutes of the combine coverage all 5 days, a lot of which of the fact that I was on a boat, that same cruise that we just referenced earlier in this segment. But God, does he pass the eye test. Mm. You know, he is big. And I think that given the right opportunity to sit and wait, where you say a value pick, whether it be a late second round pick or a third round pick for a guy like him who has first round talent potentially but needs to grow into the NFL game, I think Bryce Petty could fit in our division specifically, because you've got the Roethlisbergers, the Flaccos, the big quarterbacks that have to stand in the pocket. We'll just see how he adapts to a pro-style offense. Another Ohio Business Machine hot topic for today. I need help filling out my bracket, okay? I've got my bracket sitting here right in front of me, and it's yesterday we talked about, I believe it was after further review, the fact that I took the field as opposed to betting on Kentucky, because I just feel they're going to get tripped up somewhere. And the expectations and the pressure as they continue to win football games and go towards perfection. And as Nathan and I have talked about last week, I don't necessarily think they're going to be the greatest team of all time. They may have the greatest record of all time. They might be on the greatest run of all time. But some of the teams of years past, I think, would absolutely blow out this Kentucky basketball team. So call me in. You know, let me know if you're betting on squares, like a friend of mine on the other end of the microphone there at the Galleria, or if you are filling
allegedly
out a bracket or multiple brackets. Who do you have in your final four? I need help filling out my bracket. So we're going to get a break here. We're going to take a timeout. You are listening to Matt Wilhelm, Andrew Gribble, live from Berea on Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR. You know I'm bad at communication. It's the hardest thing for me to do. It's the most important part that relationships will go through. And I give it up.